This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
He's a dream come true.
Brady to throw, throws a deep pass downfield. Got Scotty Miller in the open.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Mahomes, Hartman, making the ghost action. They're going to run a flow pass. Deshaun, touchdown!
The Rich Eisen Show.
Wow.
Getting to the Super Bowl wasn't what our goal is. Our goal is to win it.
That's it.
And now we got to go get the big one, baby.
Unbelievable.
Today's guests from NBC Sports, Peter King. ESPN MMA journalist Ariel Helwani, plus your phone calls, complete championship Sunday recap, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show here on a post-championship game Monday. My name is Rich Eisen. Thus the name of the show. I've got Chris Brockman across the way right here. Good to see you, sir.
What a do, baby.
Good to see Mike Del Tufo in his spot as well. Yes. And then heading to his chair, as he always does, after draining a putt to start our program, is Rich Eisen Show social media grandmaster, TJ Jefferson. Good to see you. Good to see everybody. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on NBC Sports on Peacock or SiriusXM Channel 211 NBC Sports Audio or on this, your choice of Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio network station. We are thrilled to be here. We are thrilled to be here with knowledge that we've been seeking for quite some time. And on top of all the knowledge that we've been seeking some time has been the specter of us not being able to find it out because there's been a pandemic, don't you know? But here we are. Here we are with the postseason action going off minus a hitch. Here we are with 2 weeks to go before the Super Bowl with only one game left, and we now know who it is. Who's in Super Bowl 55? Holy crap, it's Tom Brady. It's the only way to put it. I mean, what other way can you put it when you have the parameters of not being able to curse? Because, look, you know, I don't like to work blue, but there's really no other way to describe without, you know, using the ultimate superlatives or language that can actually punctuate it with the proper amount of disbelief. And that's why Brady's got that fire that burns inside. That's why he has that monster chip on his shoulder. That's why for Tom Brady, everyone wondering what his legacy is. We're going to talk about legacy for the next 2 weeks. It's all we talk about when Tom Brady plays a professional football playoff game these days is legacy. His legacy's already done. I mean, his legacy is done. And his legacy is this. Too much is never enough. That's it. No such thing as too much. The famous line from Wall Street when Bud Fox, the young trader on the floor who wants the riches that Gordon Gekko has and understands that the methodology of Gordon Gekko is not something he was prepared to undertake. And Bud Fox says to Gordon Gekko, how many yachts can you water ski behind? And Tom Brady's answer is not enough. Too much is never enough. For Tom Brady, he has responded to what normally would be a disorienting experience for anybody. I mean, the only way I can equate it to anything that I've ever done, being a fellow Michigan man, outside of that, we begin to part ways in terms of similarities, Tom and I. Other than being married to a beautiful woman and aging like a fine woman.
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
Well, I guess we could keep going.
Yeah. You're a tremendous
watch. But, you know, when I left ESPN, it was my identity, 7 years. And it was disorienting for me to move, to change locations, to to just change the identity. You know, the four letters of that network was what I always aspired to do and aspired to be and aspired to be at. And then all of a sudden, boom, gone. Just couldn't work out. Didn't work out. I didn't want to stay there under the circumstances that was laid out for me, and they didn't want me there based under the circumstances that they thought were necessary for me. It's not like they thought I was useless, that I was no longer any good. I didn't sit there and think that they couldn't provide me the platform for success or the path to success anymore. Just didn't work out, done, and I had to deal with it. I couldn't imagine how disorienting it must have been for Tom, although it was his choice. And he chose Tampa, Florida. He chose Tampa because he saw the roster there. He saw the pieces. He saw the coaching staff. He saw no state tax, maybe. I don't know. You put it all together, and he kind of digged it. And we all know the path. We all know that it was a lot of downs before there were more ups. We all know the conversation that maybe Arians, his new coach, was being a lot more sharing in public than Tom was used to. Might have ruffled his feathers. We understand that, you know, Antonio Brown was added mid-season, and that created potentially another added part to try and get used to for everyone. And now, after all of that, Tom Brady wins the NFC Championship game in Lambeau Field without the services of Antonio Brown. And now is the same number of quarters away from winning his seventh Super Bowl as the same number of fingers he held up after losing to Nick Foles because he did not know, apparently, how many downs were left for his team to win. 31-26 is the final score. Holy cow. Now then, it's just, there's no conversation. There's no conversation. Brady has removed himself from the conversation about his peers, his actual peers in his sport. I mean, win or lose, I don't care. He's now up there with name an athlete in any other sport that's the greatest in that sport. Now he's compared to Jordan and Muhammad Ali and Tiger Woods, if he already wasn't. Now he's there, okay? Now he's there. Name somebody in baseball. You want to talk about Babe Ruth, the dearly departed Hank Aaron, you know, who didn't win as many championships. Bill Russell, keep going. Brady's there. That's where he is. 10 Super Bowls we'll never see again. I could just say a few numbers off the top of my head. And, you know, 10 Super Bowls are absurd. He now is going to play in his 45th career postseason game. He has more than doubled up Joe Montana in victories in postseason games. And Montana's second on the list. He's doubled him up. With appearing in his 14th game on a championship weekend. It was 14. He doubled up Montana there. The 14 championship game appearances for Tom Brady are more than 26 National Football League franchises. His 45 postseason appearances, which will occur when he steps on the field for Super Sunday 2 weeks from yesterday, he will play in his 45th career postseason game. That is more than 21 NFL franchises. Tom Brady. Thomas Edward Brady. Thomas friggin' Edward Brady. Okay? It's just no conversation anymore. There's no talk anymore. I know your guy is your guy for your team. I get it. I get that Niners fans will go to their graves talking about Montana. I get that Steelers fans may go to their graves, depending on where they grew up, when they grew up, about Bradshaw or Big Ben. I get that Colts fans will go to their graves about whenever they grew up, about Unitas or Peyton Manning. I get Broncos fans will talk about Elway. I get it. Let's just, it's one big Mad Lib. Fill in a blank. Proper name of your guy, proper name of your team. No conversation. It's over. Done. Finished. Done. Tom Brady's done it as a 43-year-old, as the first guy to ever play 20 years with one team and then play for another team. And in his first year, in a pandemic, goes to the Super Bowl to become the first quarterback to ever play a game, a big game, in his home stadium. The man's a living, breathing, walking first ever. Throw an avocado ice cream on top of it and a supermodel wife and a guy who, God bless him, finishes the game and he runs up to the stands and is like, I want to go see my son. Which, by the way, the question that you overheard him say that on Fox, I believe he was asking it of the security guard who was doing his or her job. Like, hey, can I speak to my son? Oh, that's Tom Brady in the number 12. Yeah, let him through. And he leaves the Packers in disarray, and we'll get to that in a second. Although it may not be disarray. It could just be the moment for Aaron Rodgers. But the head coach, my brother-in-law, Scott Schuster, did you see his tweet?
No.
He said, and he nailed it, and we'll talk about it later on, because Peter King's going to be joining us, and I do want to get to, you know, the fact that there's a pretty special quarterback playing in Super Bowl 55 as well, and we'll get to that, because they are defending Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, they are.
My brother-in-law, good old Scott Schuster, he tweeted out that Matt LaFleur is football's answer to Kevin Cash. Not a bad one. Not a bad one. Kevin Cash, the only, I guess, Tampa sports headline or bold-faced name that the ultimate hasn't worked out for in the last calendar sports year. Although the Rays did make it to the World Series. We'll talk about Matt LaFleur and his decision in a second. If not a second, then later on in this program, because Peter King's going to join us in 9 minutes' time. But Tom Brady is a walking first. And now, he's coming for the defending Super Bowl champs. Because we're used to seeing this. We're used to seeing this out of Tom Brady. Everybody thinks this is their moment, it's their time. Oh, no, not today. Sure, he got pick-sixed by the Titans, and he's not perfect. He doesn't do it every time. He's coming for you. He's coming for your team. And I can't dig this Super Bowl matchup enough, because here comes a team saying, bring it, Tom. Bring it. Because they've got a unicorn of their very own. They've got a kid who's now made it back-to-back Super Bowl appearances. Last AFC quarterback not named Tom Brady to do that is John Elway. Here comes Patrick Mahomes. Here comes. I don't know. I've never seen anybody turn turf toe into the Jordan flu. I've never seen that one before, but we saw that yesterday. Like I thought the guy was supposed to be hobbled. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised that a guy with turf toe is making defenders, world-class defenders, miss, trying to sack him on the open field. I'm not surprised that I guess a guy with turf toe is able to drop back, float around, avoid a sack, avoid a rush, avoid another sack, and then find somebody across his body and help Travis Kelce break Michael Irvin's record for most receptions in a championship game on championship weekend, which Kelce did. Oh, and then Tyreek Hill had almost 200 yards receiving again. I've never seen a guy turn turf toe into a performance like that. He's unbelievable, man. He's unbelievable. And there's no lead that's safe. Just ask the Houston Texans from last year. And hey, and part of that too, part of that as well. And they're supremely talented. Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy. Gotta mention him, please. Gotta mention him, please. Please mention Eric Bieniemy. Because it's Andy Reid having zero Fs to give anymore and Eric Bieniemy helping him dial up the evil, all of them together. And it's Andy Reid watching Mecole Hardman cough one up, leading to the first touchdown of the game. Bills missed the extra point. But then all of a sudden, let's feed Hardman. You saw Mahomes go up to him and say, we got to stay in this. Let's feed him. Let's feed him on an end around. where he runs almost as fast as Tyreek Hill to set up another score. Boom, 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 boom. Once they roll, it's tough to stop them. It's tough to stop them. And here they come. The defending Super Bowl champs going to look at Tom Brady and tug on Superman's cape because they've got a kid who is just as dynamite. Just as dynamite with a group of offensive weapons that can absolutely match the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And everybody's going to be talking about Tom Brady, and rightfully so, over the next 2 weeks. And the Super Bowl champs, by the time they get there, even though there will be a town in Las Vegas, Nevada, that does, if I'm not mistaken, believe that they are the favorites to win this game. Correct, Christopher?
Chiefs are the favorites.
By the time we get there, the Chiefs are going to be like, okay, I get it. It's Tampa in Tampa, and I get it's Brady and all that. But who's wearing a ring? Who's coming in to defend? Who's got the opportunity to defend? By the time this game kicks off, 2 weeks from now, Chiefs are going to be salty. A salty, salty bunch. Ready to tell Tom Brady, great, good job. Good job, Tom. Good job. Whole country is going to be pulling up a chair, and we are going to subject you and the rest of the country to a dominance that should shut the page. Shut the book on 2021 in most emphatic style. I cannot wait for this game. And it is the first. Brady's a lot of firsts. As I told you, he's a walking first, and Mahomes is a young first. Okay, you're going to see a lot of those Yoda and Baby Yoda memes that I think are already out there right now. But it's the first. I sat there last night, Christopher, and I'm like, what about this game with Mahomes and Brady is so unique? Goat versus the kid, blah, blah, blah. But wait a minute. They won the last two Super Bowls. Mahomes last year before that, Brady. Have we ever seen a Super Bowl where the quarterbacks of the two previous winners are meeting each other in the subsequent Super Bowl? I looked it up. I couldn't find the instance. I reached out to Brendan Mendoza of the NFL research staff, asked him to check it out. Check mark. Never seen it before. It's never happened. It's never happened because usually one guy is standing in the way of the other guy in the same conference.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Or it's never happened just because the football gods saw fit to not make it happen. And it certainly hasn't happened because one guy who won the Super Bowl usually doesn't switch conferences to help make it more of a likelihood that it can happen, like Brady's done. Usually a guy who wins the Super Bowl, he's not changing teams. They're going to hold on to that guy. Certainly 2 years later.
Right.
You would think.
Okay, you'd think. But the football gods have saw fit to give us Thomas Edward Brady in this situation, at this moment of time, in that city, in that stadium, against Patrick Mahomes in this situation, in this moment in time, the first time ever we've ever seen two quarterbacks from the two previous Super Bowl winners facing off in the same game, in the subsequent game. We have never seen it before, but we will see it two Sundays from now. Can't wait. We haven't even talked about, again, the state of the Packers. And we'll begin to do that with Peter King in a moment. Because Aaron Rodgers sounded like a guy who was sitting there with a stiff drink in his hand watching Jordan Love get drafted. After we thought that narrative was supposed to be dead and buried, here it comes again. Because we're reading a lot into what Aaron Rodgers was saying in a moment that had to have been deeply emotional and depressing. And Peter King will join us on that. Ariel Helwani will join us because it was a huge weekend on Fight Island. Conor McGregor lost. Dustin Poirier dusted him off, didn't he?
Sure did.
You love it when we talk about mixed martial arts, do you not? T.J. Jefferson. This is your. This is your. You love this.
It's my favorite.
And then we find out today the WWE Network's been added to our streamer and Peacock.
Yeah. I mean, this is
like happy day for you, man.
If you look at this corner, I'm so WWE heavy over here that I figure at some point they're going to have to send us guests. They're going to have to get me to host some type of podcast for WWE. Let's make this happen.
Yes, we can.
Jeez, let's do it.
We can make it happen. Why not? Anything is possible.
Anything's possible.
Tom Brady's in the Super Bowl at like 80 years
crap.
Old.
You know what that means, Brockman? Anything's possible.
Anything's
hashtag,
possible.
Hashtag.
We didn't all know this was going to happen at the beginning of the
season. Oh, dude, you're just, honestly, your sports takes are so way off all year long. The fact that you might have nailed this one 4 months ago does not mean a thing.
Hey, you did nail it, though, right?
I nailed the Super Bowl to the T.
Great job, Mike.
So I'm right once every so often.
It's all good, man. All good. All good in the hood. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Peter King, when we come back here after a wild championship Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I got one.
All right.
It's coming. On the show, back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Love this man's perspective, which is why he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for his work writing and covering this sport for decades, and having him on now that the Super Bowl 55 matchup is set between the Bucks and Chiefs, Brady and Mahomes. Peter King from Football Morning in America and NBC Sports, our colleague from NBC Sports. How are you, PK?
Hey, Rich, I'm getting ready for Brady Mahomes 5.
Isn't that amazing?
It's 2-2 so far.
Wow.
Mahomes, 121 points. Brady, 120.
That's insane.
So I have a feeling this might be a good one.
I still can't. It's still – Brady's numbers are ridiculous. I mean, it looks like a typo anytime I read it in, say, your column or on a topic bar, as we use the phrase – on NFL Game Day morning. It's insane. There are no numbers, and the conversation is who's the greatest. It's over. It doesn't matter if Brady wins 2 Sundays from now, Peter. It's over. It's done.
Of course, but I think just, you know, like I talked to him last night. He was on the bus on the way from Lambeau to Austin Strobel Airport in Green Bay. I'm so sick. I know the names of the airports.
That's you, man.
In these towns, including who the airports are named after. It's Austin Strobel International Airport in Green Bay. It's about a 10 to 12 minute ride from Lambeau. So anyway, last night I said to him, you are going to your 10th Super Bowl. No other quarterback has been to more than 5. You know, two years ago after the game in Kansas City, you said, this is crazy. It's insane. It's, it's ridiculous. I said, so what about now? And he goes, I know. And then, Rich, there was this pause of 6 seconds. I ended up timing it. There's this pause. And I almost said to him, hey, are you there? Hello?
We're here.
And it was just, yeah. He had no idea what to say.
Yes.
You know, it was, he could have been Faulkner or Hemingway. I don't know how you put into words what the heck is going on here, other than, you know, as I wrote today, I mean, look, as incredible as Michael Jordan was, he went to six finals in 15 years. And Gretzky went to six Stanley Cup finals in 20 years. This guy's been to 10 Super Bowls in 19 years. I don't know. It's hard to, really is hard to put into words.
And then it's the first ever matchup between two winning the quarterbacks who won the two previous Super Bowls. We've never seen that in a Super Bowl. That's never happened. Super Bowl 55 will be the winners of Super Bowl 53 versus the winner of Super Bowl 54. We've never seen anything like that. We've never seen a quarterback take the field in his home stadium for a Super Bowl. And we've never seen a Chief quarterback play like Mahomes. You can make a case that, you know, obviously Brady won back-to-back Super Bowls in years 4 and 5 when he was in the NFL after pretty much sitting his first year too. Mahomes is kind of the only guy who could ever catch Brady, and he's got the coach who's not going anywhere. You know, like there's that too, that Brady could kind of derail this in a way.
Somebody wrote me an email this weekend and said, hey, you know, you say we're never going to see that again in our lifetimes. When I said that Brady in 14 conference championship games, I don't think we'll ever see it. And my point to him was, okay, I mean, certainly Patrick Mahomes is off to a fantastic start, okay? Now all he has to do is get to 11 of them in the next 15 years. you know what? He might. I'm not saying that it can't happen. I'm saying that I do not think we're ever going to see this again. And as great as I think Mahomes is, and Rich, you know what? His full personality was absolutely totally, and the way he is as a person was absolutely totally on display in that call with you, about his nickname, because he is a guy. It's like Tyrann Mathieu said to me last night, he's the ultimate perfect leader for a team. It is never about him. He's a little bit uncomfortable now. He doesn't want to say, hey, Rich, I hate that nickname. It stinks. So he just says, I don't really want a nickname. You know, and I am not saying these two things are similar. You know what impressed me the most about the Chiefs yesterday? The absolute most. And obviously, we take for granted the greatness of Tyreek Hill and Kelce and Mahomes. But I'll tell you what really impressed me the most. Okay. Mecole Hardman muffs that punt.
Yep.
And hands Buffalo a 9-0 lead. And you're thinking, man, this might be a game, and Buffalo might be able to do this. And then what happens on the next long drive by the Chiefs? Second play of the drive, first down conversion pass, Mahomes to Hardman. Mm-hmm. And then the last play of the drive, a touchdown pass from Mahomes to Hardman. And I just kept thinking to myself, don't you want your leader, your great guy? There's a lot of guys who are going to go up to Hardman on the bench and say, hey, don't worry about it, man. Don't worry. And you saw it. You know, TV showed Dave Tobe, the special teams coach, and Andy Reid went up to him. A bunch of players went up to him. Mahomes put some action behind his words. He didn't have to say, hey, I'm still coming to you. It really reminded me of when David Tyree, before the Super Bowl against the Patriots 13 years ago, when David Tyree dropped 5 balls at practice, they get back to the hotel 2 days before playing the 18-0 Patriots, and Eli Manning says to him, I'm coming to you on Sunday. And it wasn't just words. He came to him on Sunday. He threw a touchdown pass to Tyree in the fourth quarter, and then he threw the helmet catch to Tyree. And so that, to me, is what a leader does.
Peter King here on the Rich Eisen Show. And coaches, too. Bieniemy and Reed dialing up the plays, too, including flipping one to Hardman on an end-around, and he took it damn near to the house as well. I mean, it's the fact that it's Reed and Bieniemy and Arians and Leftwich, you know, two old-school coaches with younger assistants dialing up the plays, former players, leader of men. Look, it's an amazing matchup, and we're going to have 2 weeks to dissect it. I do want to spend the final moments here with you to talk about not only the aftermath in Green Bay, but some of the other stories, including Matthew Stafford is now available and Watson is rumored to be on the run. And it's entirely and on that front, is it at all possible that Aaron Rodgers really is going to have the hard feelings that he clearly had on display yesterday, whether it was something we don't know about the iceberg, we're just seeing the tip from the draft that he said wasn't much of anything all year long and he puts together an MVP campaign. Is it possible that the hard feelings that he definitely expressed yesterday in a fit of depression potentially and an awful gutting loss can actually linger and that this is a possibility that his future is up in the air?
But they might, but there's a few different things in play here. Aaron Rodgers has 3 years left on his contract. You know, Brian Gutekunst has shown that he's got a lot of Ted Thompson in him. You know, when they decided to move on from Favre in 2008, he didn't care about the public pressure and he didn't care about the pressure from Favre. You know, he made Aaron Rodgers his quarterback. And I mean, this is a different story, obviously, but Brian Gutekunst is just going to say, hey, listen, let's give this a month. Everybody just calm down. Of course, everyone's going to be gutted after an emotional game like this. But I also will just, this occurred to me after listening to Rodgers last night. First of all, over the years, over 37 years and 40 years really covering sports of all kinds, it's always better to get real feelings talking to players very soon after the game. Okay? That obviously you're going, I think, if you talk to Aaron Rodgers on Thursday of this week, you'd probably get a different view, not as gloomy a view from Rodgers. Life happens sometimes. You lose games. But I'll also remind you that wasn't it just a week ago when they had this great game against the Rams, against this great Rams defense, that he said, it's, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember exactly what he said, but it's something like, it's the honor of my lifetime to be the quarterback of this team. I love this team. All that. And now all of a sudden he's dropping hints that maybe we ought to think about my future. And again, I don't even know what he said yesterday other than I'm really depressed that we lost this game.
Well, he said that
we'll
future,
have to see what the future holds.
No, he said that people's futures are up in the air, including mine. Those are the words that he used.
Yes, of course he did. But does that mean that he personally believes that he'd be better off somewhere else? No, he didn't say that. I mean, I think the proverbial we on people's futures are up in the air, including me. Of course he's going to say that. He's whatever he is, 38 years old. Who knows how much, 38 this year, I think.
Right.
Who knows how much longer he's going to play. But all I can say is this. He just had an MVP season. He's going to win the MVP. Why the Packers would think of trading him now? Maybe he pulls a, I want out, and I'm not going to play in like a Carson Palmer. And maybe he pulls that. I don't know. He could do whatever he wants. But it sure seems like life changed with one loss in 1 week. And I would also say this, Rich. You know, Aaron Rodgers was not faultless on that last drive at all. On third and goal from the eight, he should have run the ball into the end zone. And a two-point conversion ties and whatever. I mean, you know, look at the throw he made to Devontae Adams at the goal line on that play. Look at it. Watch it. How in the world do you make that throw?
Well,
it's a scrum of people, and he throws a ground ball at Devontae Adams when he's got a wide-open pasture in front of him. Would he absolutely have made it? I don't know. But he's got a heck of a lot better chance of running that ball in than in trying to laser a throw into the ground to Devontae Adams.
Well, let's discuss this a little bit. Peter King here on the Rich Eisen Show. Of course, there's blame to go around everywhere. That two Brady picks were turned into 0 points. You keep allowing Brady an opportunity to beat you. He will, certainly when he's playing at such a high level like this, which makes it all the more bizarre that you would hand the ball off to him with a five-point lead hoping to get it back. That you hope that you would get one more shot from the 8 yard line, thanks to your defense. That and you know, that's the decision that ultimately Matt LaFleur made, I will make a decision to get my defense to give my guy the ball back rather than put it in the hands of my MVP. And I think that's why Rodgers was potentially very angry at the end of the game, because it's writ large that here I am back in the NFC. Hold on a second. In the NFC Championship game, Peter, and we lose again. And you drafted my replacement instead of somebody that could have helped me in a game like this. One last thing. And I think I'm going to talk about this later as well, get into it. I think his fit of pique with his coach was obvious when he said, the reason why I didn't run it and threw it to Davante Adams is because I thought I had one more down left, when running it would have been the indication that he thought he had another down left. Because wouldn't you rather, if you're stopped on 4th and 2, get those 6 yards with your legs that you clearly could get? Clearly, him saying, I thought I had another down left, which is why I throw it, is throwing his coach a little wee bit under the 12 bus right there. And I think his coach deserved it. I'm not saying it was unwarranted, but I think that's what how I interpreted Rodgers' comments yesterday. If he thought he had another down, he should have run it.
I agree. I'm not arguing with you about.
I'm sorry. This is my New York way of raising my voice. That's
he should have. Aaron Rodgers should have had another down. It is totally fruitless to kick a field goal. You still need a touchdown.
Unbelievable.
Why are you kicking a field goal? It's a dumb call by Matt LaFleur, okay? But be that as it may, Aaron Rodgers is not faultless on the last drive of the game. On third down, if you thought you had four down,
you'd run it.
And you could get 5, 6, 7 yards with your legs. Wouldn't you rather have 4th and goal from the 1.5? Then from the 8, I would. You have an incredible, but you have much more that you can do. So again, Rich, I agree. He should have had that 4th down. And look, Brian Gutekunst, I said it on draft weekend. It's insane that the Green Bay Packers didn't draft a wide receiver in the draft last year. Okay. Drafting a running back at the end of the 2nd round, I'm mind boggled. However, Aaron Rodgers the whole year has been a don't worry, be happy guy. We're going to cope with this. Everything's going to be okay. It's like one series of downs made all the happy stuff that he talked about all through the offseason. It seems to me, made all that really question whether he really is Mr. Zen. Has he been, you know, sort of burying this disdain for Gutekunst and whatever he feels about Matt LaFleur? I don't know why in the world you'd be upset about a guy who, going into Sunday's game, had you 28-7 over the last 35 games when you were 15-19-1 over the previous 35. I mean, Matt LaFleur's been a pretty great coach for that team. But again, this is the way I feel about events like this. Everybody needs to calm down, and everybody needs to get away. It's just like what he said. I think he's absolutely right. I just need to get away and clear my head, as everyone does. You can't make a decision about the 2021 football season and who is your quarterback with the guy who's got 3 years left on his contract on Monday, January 25th. It makes no sense. Anyway,
couple minutes left here with Peter King. So I got about 2 minutes here, Peter. Stafford, what's the market for him? And is Deshaun Watson going anywhere? Everything you hear is that he wants to go here, wants to go there, but he doesn't he doesn't demand a trade, even though whoever they hire doesn't matter to him. I mean, there's reports all over the map here on Watson.
It's like I wrote in my column today, Rich. It is beyond any reasonable expectation that and I don't think Josh McCown is getting this job. Don't get me wrong. I think they might hire him as a quarterback coach or maybe even offensive coordinator, but they know they can't hire Josh McCown. But if Josh McCown anyway did get hired, you know that he would not take this job without assurance that Watson was going to be his quarterback. And why do you think, this is exactly why I think that you don't make decisions 3 months before the draft. It's now 3 months and 4 days before the draft. You just don't make decisions. You calm down and you tell, you tell Nick Caserio, hey, listen, we got time to fix this. Let's try to let cooler heads prevail. And as far as Stafford goes, I think he'll have a good market. You should be able to get, like, Indianapolis got, I think, the 19th pick in the draft or 21st. That seems like fair market to me for a guy who's going to be 33 this year and, despite some great talent, has never won a playoff game in his life. So that would seem to be fair. Maybe somebody will offer more than that. I don't know.
Peter, you're the man. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Let's talk before the game and then after. I'm not going to be shy calling you.
Sounds good, Rich. Take care.
You're the man. That's Peter King. I was on his podcast. Check it out where all podcasts can be acquired. Lots to unpack right there, and we will attempt to do that here at 844-204-RICH to take your phone calls as well on the Rich Eisen Show the day after Championship Sunday. What if I told you you can take you and your family and your friends to the ballpark with such low price tickets, you can invest more in buying food and drinks, merchandise, and easily, on top of all of it, get a larger group to come with you? That's where Game Time Tickets comes in, the official ticketing partner of the Rich Eisen Show. Browse through that Game Time app and automatically you'll see features that become your favorites. Last minute tickets, zone deals. You see views from all seats in the venue, lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection. And the best part about it is you see your entire total up front, so no surprise fees hit you at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem our code EISEN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Okay, at the top of the next hour, I'll give you my 2 cents on Aaron Rodgers' post-game press conference. And then, of course, the Bills season and the way it ended and the way I think both teams had some connective tissue to the way they lost on Championship Sunday. One thing I want to hit here, Stafford being up for grabs. I don't think the Patriots have the draft capital, brother. I know you really want him, but I mean, there's going to be a bidding war for him, and I think the Colts are the team. They've got the draft capital. They got the team to insert him. I mean, you could say in terms of being a gamer, in terms of being able to throw for a million yards, and in terms of being on a team that, you know, didn't do him service more often than not, he's like a younger version of Phillip Rivers. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree
mean,
with
like
that.
You can come in there and he can sling it around, and I think better
arm talent.
I think the Colts. That's a perfect. I just
don't know who's given up a first-round pick for Matthew Stafford.
The Indianapolis Colts can.
You think so?
They can. Why not? They gave up a one for DeForest Buckner, and they used him to great effect and made the playoffs. You can get Stafford in here and go and get him. By the way, he's 2 years for $43 million. That's a bargain. That's cheaper than Jimmy G.
Or you use your draft capital to trade up to take one of these young guys that you have on the hook.
Then you're starting from scratch. You got a team that can win right now.
Yeah. I just
you
don't
can go. You got a team that made the first round of the playoffs. If Frank Reich pushed a button here or there, and they had Stafford instead of Phillip Rivers, maybe towards the end of the game. I don't know. Phillip wasn't the reason why they lost, but I think he's an improvement to the point where you're not the seventh seed.
Yeah, I just don't know if a first-round pick is worth it.
He's worth it.
For a 33-year-old quarterback
who's got
zero playoff wins.
I understand.
Yeah.
But he's a better option than maybe seeing what you could get in the kid from BYU or the kid from the Ohio State.
Yeah, maybe.
Brock, when you've said multiple times, though, that Stafford could play another seven or so years and break all these records.
Brady's showing how late you can actually play in your life.
I just don't know if you give up a first-round pick for it, as valuable as first-round picks are in the NFL.
So, I just, you know, in terms of the Lions as well. Stafford, he could just, let's trade him. And then you give a six-year deal to Dan Campbell when I don't think anybody else is in the market to give him 6 years.
No way.
Look, this may work out. It may totally work out. But they're going to have to start from scratch, from the very bottom with a quarterback. They're now in the quarterback drafting market.
Yep.
And then let me just say this about Josh McCown, who I think the world of. He's been on this program. And if the Houston Tech, just a mere fact that the Texans were late in getting on Eric Bieniemy. They were late on getting on Eric Bieniemy. And they've got a quarterback that is thinking, it doesn't matter who the hell you hire. I would disagree with that. Even though I'm not familiar with Watson's position, I don't know anybody close to the situation or anything like that. I just think if they do eventually hire Eric Bieniemy or Leslie Frazier, who's now done with the Bills season, and that's the guy who calls up Deshaun Watson and says, let's meet. I think this five-alarm fire might be able to be put out, which is why Peter King's like, hey, don't make any decisions now. Draft day's 3 months from now. Let's just take a beat. Let's take a break. Everybody just let's exhale. Let's get the coach in position. And whoever we hire has got to say, okay, it's entirely possible we don't have Deshaun Watson. And they have to roll the dice and say, I'll go to an organization that decides that Deshaun Watson has to be traded or created a situation where Watson felt he was no longer a viable quarterback there. But Josh McCown, to go on, even to interview the guy who's never coached at any level, hasn't paid a single due at the coaching level, when you have viable candidates out there, black and white, okay, black and white. But here we are seeing a hiring period where no African-American head coaches have been hired. None. And there are multiple that have paid their dues and are ready to be hired to do a great job. And you go out and interview a white guy who's never coached anywhere and is ready for an opportunity a la like Steve Nash. You know, when people like Ed Reed says, I'll coach. No, you can't because you haven't paid your dues. Deion Sanders is going and he is the head coach. He is the HC at an HBCU in Jackson State. But no, Deion can't be head coach. He can't just go straight. He hasn't paid his dues. But Josh McCown, you're giving him the airing of a sit-down interview? What the hell are they thinking? It's truly the only thing I sat there and thought of. What the hell are they thinking? They can hire him. He might be the guy, but how in the world is Eric Bieniemy considered, you know, like, let's just take our time. The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl the second straight year. They've gone to the AFC Championship game three straight years. Patrick Mahomes is a dream come true. All these other weapons around him. You know, you can roll a football out and score some points, but Andy Reid's not doing it by himself. My God, what's happening? I saw that this weekend, and I'm like,
me too.
You got to be kidding me. And I love Josh McCown. He may be head coaching material. Well, let him go be a quarterback coach somewhere. Let him pay the dues that they're asking Leslie Frazier and Jim Caldwell and Eric Bieniemy and Deuce Staley, who's decided to leave Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Leftwich.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Ariel Helwani talking to UFC 257 and more coming up in the next episode.